KGEZ presents A Happy, Healthier You from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.
Well, Robin, this morning we have Dr. Marcia Getting. Now, Dr. Getting is the family economic specialist for the Montana State University Extension Service.
Good morning to you all.
Okay, I can pronounce the doctor is in now.
Yes, you can.
Yes.
Let's begin with families and legacies.
Yes, this is the kind of the title that's been chosen for the first session that I'm going to be doing, and it's going to be at the Buffalo Hills Building Auditorium, and I assume locals know where that is. And what we're going to be talking about is how do people title their property, and what effect does that have on who receives it or who can write a will? For example, let's say, John, you and I have property in joint tenancy. And I decide I'm going to write a will, and in that will, I'm going to leave it to Robin. Well, my will is just going to be useless because I've got joint tenancy with right of survivorship with you, and that means you get it. The will doesn't come into play.
Mm-hmm. So I'm a happy guy. Robin's not so happy, though.
Yeah, and I have a lot of families that simply don't realize that. I've got parents who will put maybe the oldest child's name on their checking account, for example, and they don't realize it's really a joint tenancy with right of survivorship. And then they write a will and say, oh, I want that money that's in the checking account to go to all of my three children equally. But it's in joint tenancy with Susan, let's say. So that means Susan gets it. And while Susan may know what Mom wants because of the will, she says, you know, I'm the one that's been doing all the work here with Mom. I take her to the doctor, I take her to the grocery store, and therefore, I deserve it all.
Aha. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, of course,
you could be doing something you didn't plan on.
So how do you fix that?
Well, you have to think about, we have in Montana, it's called a multiple party account. This act was passed about 9 years ago. So you can go to your friendly bank or credit union and say, hey, I want to have my daughter's name on this account. I want her to write checks, but I don't want her to have what we call beneficial ownership. So you can say, I want an agency designation on that, or you can say, I want a multiple party account act without survivorship. And then you get what you want, what you planned on, and if you have a will then, and you say, I want this to go to all three of my daughters equally, then that's exactly what happens.
Okay, well, that's one way of making sure that your kids stay friendly when you're gone.
Exactly. Yeah, why have them fighting over something like that and have bad feelings, and then they never get together at Christmas or Thanksgiving, and it's just sad.
Well, that's the first of three workshops that Marcia is going to be giving Thursday, March 19th at Buffalo Hill Terrace in the auditorium. The second is about wills and trust, and that's our subject next.
Experience memory support in a community of encouragement. That's The Lodge, a neighborhood within Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. The Lodge is more than a place for those needing memory support. It's a place to live each day to the fullest. The programming designed to engage, promote wellness, and stimulate under the care of highly skilled staff that are passionate about the care they deliver. The Lodge has residences available for your loved ones, but also has day services. Now, this flexible program brings caregivers and families much-needed support while adding dimension to the lives of daily guests. Individuals who join take part in the same engaging, innovative programming offered to residents, and both part-day and full-day services are available. The Lodge at Buffalo Hill. Memory care with the support that's needed for a beautiful life. To inquire about residences and day services, call 752-7625, 752-7625, or visit the website ilcorp.org.
Now, back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
Dr. Marcia Getting is our guest. She is Montana State University Extension Services Family Economic Specialist. Let's talk about wills and trusts.
Well, I usually, when I'm doing a meeting, I'll get the question, which is best? Is a will better than a trust, or is a trust better than a will? And my response is probably, it seems like a cop-out to say, well, you could need both, and here's why. But we need to look at circumstances. Let's say, for example, that you've got a child that is mentally challenged. Well, you may want to establish a trust, and that could be a living trust right now that you have control over, or you could establish what we call a testamentary trust, which means you say that at my death, I want these assets to go into this trust for the benefit of my child. And maybe this even needs to be a special needs trust. So there's different reasons for doing different kinds of things. As one mother shared with me that her child, you know, he's 21 years old, but unfortunately he is doing drugs. And so she does not want to leave any money to him that he could get control of. So the attorney recommended to her that she establish a testamentary trust and then have a trustee with control over the money. And he would only get that money for health, education, support, and maintenance. So it's not like he would inherit $50,000 and blow all $50,000 on drugs.
Okay, so that's a trust. What about wills now as opposed to that?
Well, you know, the will is necessary, I think, for just lots and lots of people, because you have the opportunity in your will to have what's called a separate listing of tangible personal property. Now, these are the things that would have emotional value in a family. Maybe you've got some guns that grandpa had, or you have grandma's yellow pie plate. It's those kinds of things that you have the opportunity to list on a separate piece of paper, but your will says, I have a separate listing of tangible personal property. And then your personal representative is under duty to distribute the items to those individuals that you've listed. And what I tell parents is, you know, this is a responsible thing to do. Let them be mad at you. You're gone. But don't let the kids be fighting over a rocking chair and then not speak to one another for the next 20 years. It's just sad. I could tell you so many sad stories.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd rather share stories where mom did this. I met one lady. She was great. What she did, she got her cell phone and she was so excited that she could take pictures with it. So what she did was take photographs of different items. And then she put that in a notebook, and she said, I want Susie to have this, and here's the story behind that. And I just think that's a super idea.
Wow. Boy, you got to really think ahead if you're going to do that, though. You know, most of us don't think that much about, you know, what's life going to be without us here.
Yeah, I know. And the point is, we could get out here on the highway and boom, you're gone.
Yeah.
And so it's just kind of comforting for me. For example, I do so much travel, put so many miles on the road, and I can at least say, okay, I've practiced what I preached. I have my separate listing. You know, I've reviewed that with my hubby. He understands that there's some things that I would give away now, but there are other things I want him to have until he's gone, and then they go out to the people.
All right. Our guest is Dr. Marcia Getty. The last one you're going to do of the day is a very, very important one, and Robin will ask you about that next. So what is a true life plan community? Well, imagine life splendor every single day with chef-prepared meals, a fitness center, a pool, independent residential living, assisted living, rehabilitation services, memory support, and future nursing care if needed. That's all within the same beautiful campus. That's Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a true life plan community. So say goodbye to maintenance. Surround yourself with majesty and be connected to community. To explore this unique place for yourself and discover a life of abundance without headaches, please call 752-9625. That's 752-9625 to ilcorp.org. ilcorp.org. That's Emmanuel Lutheran Communities.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. A happy, healthier you.
Our guest, somebody we're always delighted to talk to, Dr. Marcia Getting. She's the MSU Extension Family Economics Specialist. That's a mouthful. And we're talking about wills and trusts and families and legacies. We're to the point of estate planning. Now, some of us might think, this is my estate. I don't have that much. But things get complicated when memory loss plays into it. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, I have been on the Alzheimer work group for the state of Montana. And one of the things that we discover is that people are not getting an early diagnosis of Alzheimer's. Excuse me.
Right.
And what happens then is they don't have an opportunity to write a will. Because, you see, in the early stages of Alzheimer's, you still know who you are, you know who your relatives are, and you can sign documents. You can sign a will. You can sign a financial power of attorney where you're saying, you know, we know in the future I'm not going to be able to make decisions, so I want so-and-so to take care of that for me. And then we've got a healthcare power of attorney. And that's something we've been working on with our group for a year in trying to get a document that we can get the attorneys and the healthcare community to agree with, so that a person that, again, is in the early stages of memory loss can do that. Because if we don't do it early, the person then doesn't have what we call capacity. They don't understand what they're deciding. And so, unfortunately, if we're going to do some money management type decisions, or we have to make some other personal kinds of decisions, like putting an individual in a assisted living or memory care facility, we've got to go to court, and we've got to say, I want to be guardian, and we want somebody else to be conservator. And the conservator handles the money, and the guardian handles the person. And it's just awful, in a sense, to go through that court procedure with your family member. And so that family member could do a lot of this ahead of time. And so that's basically what I'm going to be discussing. I expect that we'll have people there whose parents have memory loss, and there's just different things that we need to do early versus the things that we need to do later.
Okay.
So I invite those folks out. I think we could have a real good discussion.
Right. Well, I know that you've dealt with that in your own family. The question I have, since we've had it on my family side also, is, you know, there's a lot of time when you're you think, well, they're just retelling that story again. You know, it isn't for a while that you go, you know, something's going on here. When you get a professional diagnosis of what's going on in its early stage, that's the time to do these things?
Right. You know, and those stories that are told and what have you, and oh, I remember my mom even saying, oh, I hope I don't get like my dad.
Yeah.
And she was already there. But we deny. You know, we spouse often kind of hides it, because it's very difficult to deal with. And that's why I'm glad we've got more people out there. We've got dementia-friendly Missoula. We've got dementia-friendly Bozeman, and I think there's work being done in Kalispell as well. There's folks from the work group there, and we can make people feel more comfortable of even sharing that I have Alzheimer's. We now have people doing that, and it used to be hidden. Oh, I can't tell anybody about this, and then they drop off the face of the earth almost. Nobody comes to visit them anymore.
Okay.
And so we've got a friend, and we take them out for dinner.
Okay.
And we're doing it.
All right. Thanks. Dr. Marcia Getting, as always, we appreciate your insights and all the research that you've done to make this possible. Thank you so much.
You betcha.
Thanks, Marcia.
A happy, healthier you is a presentation of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.